Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of August 1st. Thanks, Steve Suman, for preparing this report for us. Well, the forecast this week calls for chances of showers on Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny and bright from Wednesday into the weekend. A few little shower chances here and there. Look for highs in the mid-80s, lows in the 50s and 60s for most of the week. The DNR is again reminding boaters to boat sober and wear life jackets. So far this year, 11 people have died in Wisconsin from boating accidents. The four leading causes of watercraft crashes are operator inexperience, inattention, recklessness, and speeding. Alcohol use is a leading factor in recreational boating fatalities. If alcohol is involved in your boating, have a designated operator. Nearly 80% of fatal boating incidents involve drowning. Most people who drown in boating accidents do know how to swim, but they're incapacitated by injuries, unconsciousness, exhaustion, or weighed down by clothing. For more information, search boating safety on the DNR's website. Eligible disabled hunters interested in the 2022 deer hunt for hunters with disabilities should contact a hunt sponsor directly before September 1st to confirm a hunting location. Sponsors enrolled nearly 70,000 acres of land across 40 counties for the October 1st through the 9th hunt. And some properties can accommodate more hunters than others. Hunters must provide their name, contact information, DNR customer ID number, and possess a valid Class A, C, or D disabled permit or a qualifying Class B permit. For more information, search Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities on the DNR's website. All right, to the fishing report. Muskie action is good. It's getting better for catching and for bigger fish as fall approaches. Best fishing's in the early morning and late evening, though anglers are also finding fish during the day. Muskies are hanging on both shallow and deep weed edges, rocks, points, bars, and near structure. The baits working best right now include suckers, spinnerbaits, stickbaits, bucktails, crankbaits, plastics, and topwaters. Walleye fishing is mostly fair to somewhat good, though anglers are catching a few nice fish. Best success is in very early morning and late evening into after dark. Look for fish on deeper weeds, points, humps, and other structure in 12 to 30 feet, with fish moving shallower in low light feeding hours. Leeches, crawlers, fatheads, and minnows on slip bobber rigs, jigs, harnesses, spinner rigs, bottom bouncers, and crankbaits and stickbaits are all hooking walleye. The northern pike are active and they continue to be trip savers for some anglers. They're in weeds, on weed edges and weed lines, wherever there are panfish and baitfish concentrations in 6 to 18 feet of depth. Most effective baits for pike include sucker minnows, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, bucktails, and buzzbaits. Go deeper with bigger baits for trophy pike. Largemouth bass fishing is very good for anglers fishing shallow, heavy weeds, lily pads, slop, stumps, docks, and other structure providing overhead cover, as well as mid-depth cribs, brush, wood, and rock out to about 15 feet. Baits of choice include crawlers, leeches, various plastic configurations, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, crankbaits, and topwaters. Smallmouth bass fishing is fair to good on rock, steep break lines, and structure in 18 to 26 feet. Sucker minnows, leeches, and crawlers on drop shot rigs and on jigs under slip bobbers, and soft plastics and jerkbaits in crayfish colors are all tempting the smallmouth. Crappie fishing is fair to good on weeds, weed lines, weed edges, and basins in 12 to 22 feet and in 4 to 10 feet in the evening hours. Top producers include crappie minnows, fatheads, leeches, plastics, and gulp-alive baits on small jigs under bobbers and small crankbaits and beetle spins. The bluegill action's very good to excellent for fish on weeds and weed edges, docks, and shoreline structure in 4 to 12 feet. Best baits include waxies, leaf worms, crawler chunks, panfish leeches, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and plain hooks, fished with or without bobbers, and or near the bottom. The perch fishing is good to very good. Look around weeds and areas holding crappies. Crappie minnows, fatheads, crawler chunks, and gulp baits fished on jigs under bobbers are working well. So upcoming events for you. Jack Pine Savage Days is this coming weekend in Spooner, August 5th and 6th. You want to know more? Call 715-635-2168. The Sawyer County Fair is the following weekend, August 11th through the 14th. You can find out more by calling 715-699-2022. August 13th is the Ojibwa Canoe and Kayak Race. Starts at the Wanigan Resort at 9:30 a.m. and ends at the Ojibwa Community Park. If you want to find out more about this fun event, call 877-220-1041. The Hayward Bass Club's holding a free youth bass tournament on the Chippewa Flowage on August 14th. It runs from noon to 4 p.m. You can find out more by calling 405-227-1789. On August 15th, the DNR begins sale of bonus antlerless deer harvest tags. Phew! Already, who'd have thought? The DNR is holding a virtual public meeting on the Sand Lake Fisheries Management Plan on August 23rd. It runs from 7 to 9 p.m. If you want to find out more, call 715-634-7429. September 1st is the season opener for early teal, early goose, and morning dove. September 1st is also the application deadline for Hunters with Disabilities Gun Deer Hunt. September 3rd is the opener for the hook and line lake sturgeon season. See regulations for details. For more information on area events and activities, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and check out the calendar of events. Or give us a call down at the office. You can call the Chamber line at 715-634-8662, or the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. Hey, I'm going to get out and check out a couple of new lakes this week. I'm excited. How about you?